Hello everybody, it's so good to have you on today's episode of Sunday Podcast with Susan Abetta. You're welcome here. Listen and be blessed. Today I'll be starting with the story, and let me take you through the story. Many years ago, there lived a wise man who fears the Lord, and he had the cardinal of his life in order. They were figured out and he was doing pretty fine. His work with God was amazing. He had an altar. He had an altar for himself and his family. He literally had an altar. And his family was fine. His children, his wife, they were fine. In finances, he was doing amazing. He was doing fine. He has businesses. He has male servant and maid servant in charge. He was doing well, okay. Really amazing. Until one day he became the litmus test. Then the question of what is secured about his life occurred. And like movies, like novels. Just like movies, he needed, his life happened, and he became the litmus test, and things changed for him. He lost his children, his wife decided to leave him, his businesses, his vineyard crashed, and the question of what he secured about his life happened. I think we really need to ask ourselves what really matters about the life we have. Why are we getting unnecessarily frustrated, worried about tomorrow, when we don't even know if tomorrow is going to come? I'm not saying we should live blindly without having plans for the future, but why are we worried and frustrated about what is said about tomorrow? Because there is so much more about today for us to worry about before we get engrossed in tomorrow's worry. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Why are you angry about what that person said? You know what? Just imagine you have 24 hours to live. What will you do differently? What will your interactions with people be like if you know you have just 24 hours to live? What you're going to prioritize in those 24 hours are the most important details of your life. Now, what is secure about your life? Is it your business? Even the life assurances and insurances are not secure. Yes, they come with a level of security. But what is secured about your life? What is that one thing that is secured about your life? Job is that wise man. Like, he literally guarded and safeguarded his life and that of his family. He kept it working. But even that, nothing about his life was secured except his relationship with God. Except who he knew God is. That was the only thing secured about his life. So what's secured about your life? The money in your account, your properties, your connections. What about your life is secured? What about your life can you lay hold to in years to come? A man does not consist in the abundance of what he has. Your life does not consist in the abundance of what you have. What exactly is secure about your life? What about your life is secured? What about it is secured? What about your life is the evidence of security? Your job? Or your boss could lay you off tomorrow? Thank you for taking out the time to listen. Listen with your loved ones. Send to your loved ones. Share with someone you care about. God is intentional about us. And it is Sunday Podcast with Susan Abetta.